with Denver's coach Sean Terrio now. And coach, before we get started, maybe a little bit on how the preseason has gone, the kids who have come back and the new kids. What have you discovered so far?
More of the same as far as their off-season commitment to the weight room, to seven-on-sevens. I mean, it's a really hard-working group, as it has been over the last couple of years. You know, those groups in the years past really set a precedence of, high expectations as far as, you know, working out and getting themselves physically ready.
Sean, the leftover last year, Thanksgiving, you guys were, if I could say it, beat up. From previous games. Your guys were tired, they were worn out, and they gave it everything they had in Thanksgiving. What was the effects of that after the season was over?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think, you know, that whole game was sort of like a mirage, I think, for a lot of kids. They, you know, every one of those games, and even during the season, was a grind. You know, it wasn't a whole lot of easy games for us. And, you know, once we got to that point, I guess you could say that they were a little tired, you know, but, you know, I give all the credit in the world to Gloucester. They came in, they were ready, they were prepared, and they really took it to us.
So many of your kids though went on to have great basketball seasons, great hockey season, and in particular, unbelievable baseball season.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, I think, you know, Danvers High at this point, you know, amazing basketball, amazing baseball, you know, even the sports during the fall, a lot of successful sports with soccer. You know, I think it's a very motivated athletic town that has done really well over the last few years.
Scrimmages, tell me about what's happened so far this preseason.
Yeah, you know, like with anything, you know, there's certainly a lot of holes to fill, and there's certainly a lot of mistakes to clean up. I think a few seniors have really stepped up, you know, even ones that we didn't expect to fill in some of the holes that have left behind from the seniors last year. So yeah, overall pretty successful. I think the kids have worked hard, but we still got a long ways to go.
And the expectations, I see two names that just jump off the page on the roster, Dean Borders and Matt Andreas. And what do you expect? Is it Andreas or Andreas? I got to get this right.
They call it Andreas. I call it Andreas, you know, okay. So it's okay. Tomato, tomato, I guess.
All right, two great athletes and I'm assuming great kids.
Oh, they're exceptional kids. They're great leaders. They're multiple sport athletes, you know, and you know, very successful in everything that they do. They bring a lot to the team on the field, off the field, just exceptional kids.
Okay, Coach, with Winthrop on Friday night now, tell me a little bit about what you've discovered from your starters or who maybe some of the new guys might be that we should be looking for.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're going to see a kid, Taj Coakley, who will be a junior next year. He's a basketball player as well. He really only played corner for us last year, but he's really gotten involved in the offense and done a great job. Kid like Kyle Purcell on the offense and defensive line. You know, he's a senior this year. He didn't play much as a junior, but he's really filled in well. You know, and then some of the same names like Kieran Moriarty and Quinn Holland, just going to be, you know, certainly forces on both sides of the ball.
And what do you see from Winthrop? I know that they always have a tough time with numbers being a smaller school, but man, Coach Driscoll always has them playing tough.
Oh, he's an exceptional coach. He always has them ready. He's creative. The kids love him. They play hard for him. He runs a tight ship, and you know, you better be ready when you play heads teams.
How about the new field? Looking forward to playing on that?
Can't wait to get on it. You know, they're basically finalizing the details there today and tomorrow, so we're going to get, you know, right on it just in time, and I think everyone's excited for that.
All right, Coach, we'll talk again. Good luck.
All right, thank you.
Danvers coach, Sean Terrio.